Hi, this is Paul Linger of PainScience.com, and this is the PainSci Updates podcast. Today's shortish post is citation check for exercise is good for chronic pain. From some perspectives, it seems like exercise is an effective treatment for pain. From others, not so much. The general explanation for this inconsistency is probably that it depends quite a bit on exactly what we mean by exercise and by pain and treatment, maybe even for. But it gets complicated fast as you dig into the specifics. I want to untangle that paradox someday, and I'm working on it. It's one of my many back burner projects, but I'm almost ready to move it to the front burner. Meanwhile, today's post is just one piece of the puzzle. Vaigter et al. Argued in a paper for the European Journal of Pain that exercise is quite a good treatment for chronic pain. Refreshingly, they acknowledged, in the first sentence no less, that, quote, physical activity is challenging for many individuals living with chronic pain, end quote. Yeah, no kidding. And I just had a post about that recently, about how maybe people who are inactive because they're hurting, as opposed to the other way around. Their paper is based on the opinion that physical activity should, it's my emphasis, should be the primary intervention for individuals living with chronic pain because, quote, evidence supports the efficacy of PA, physical activity, in alleviating pain, both in the short and long term, for a considerable portion of individuals with many different chronic pain conditions. Does it, though? How do they support that statement? They give five citations from 2017 to 2021. Let's take a closer look at those, shall we? Do those five critical citations actually back up the premise of the paper? Do they show that exercise alleviates pain for a considerable portion of patients? I applied my citation quality scoring system to each of these. That's a scale from 0 to 4. 4 is strong support, then there's okay, then weak, and then number 1 is no support, and 0 points for negative support, a citation that actually undermines the claim. You don't get any points for that. And here are the citations and their scores, judged on how much support they seem to provide based on their conclusions, and assuming that those conclusions are in turn actually supported by their data, which is hardly guaranteed either, but I only wanted to go so far down the rabbit hole today. First up is Zhang et al. This is a systematic review and expert consensus with a firm positive conclusion that exercise is helpful to alleviate neuropathic pain intensity. 4 points to start off. Not bad for the first one. Next up is Roos et al., a study of a well-known education and exercise program, that's the GLAD program for hip and knee osteoarthritis, which showed that 43 to 47% of the patients experienced clinically relevant pain reductions. That is indeed a happy result, but we also wish it was stronger. The downhill slide has begun here. Just 3 points for this one, that's okay support. Third is Vaigter and Jones, and this one's a self-cite, the first author citing his own past work. That disqualifies it from getting top marks, but it's worse than that. It's an exhaustive review of evidence and possible mechanisms of the short-term effects of exercise on many kinds of pain. They report evidence of some relief with some kinds of chronic pain, but also plenty of evidence that it can backfire with many other kinds of chronic pain. This citation does not obviously endorse the view that exercise alleviates chronic pain for a substantial portion of patients. What it does show is that it's messy and unclear, especially for chronic pain. It's not nothing, but there's only enough good news here for 2 points. Next up is Franco et al. This is another review. Are these all reviews? Yes, they're all. All but one. The GLAD one was an experiment, the trial. This is another review. The other 4 are all reviews. Righto. Franco et al. This time, 50 studies of exercise for nociplastic chronic pain. That's weird chronic pain. My one-word definition of nociplastic pain is weird pain. They reported effects that were, quote, generally below the minimal clinically important difference threshold based on, quote, very low to low quality of evidence, creating a high degree of uncertainty. I always love evidence that that ranges in quality from very low to low. They recommended exercise anyway because the lousy evidence does show some better than nothing benefits, but the actual results were arguably a negative, and therefore 1 point, and you'll thank me for it, quoting Craig Davies from The Taskmaster. And finally, Janine et al. This is a huge review of reviews, a Cochrane review, crunching about as much data as we ever see in the science of pain and concluding that the quality of evidence was low at that time, not that long ago, showing inconsistent and mediocre results at best. This is not support of any kind. 0 points. So that was, to review, 4-3-2-1-0. So tidy and a disappointing total. Out of a maximum possible quality score of 20 of these, earned only 10 points. I am no arithmetician, but I think that's 50%. And so that is an F for a fail, folks. I have definitely seen worse. Lower scores are routine with junkier science, even falling to zero in a surprising number of cases. But 50% is very much not great. I'd really like to see at least 60 or 70% for the premise of a paper. So yeah, maybe just right exercise is helpful for certain kinds of chronic pain, and maybe future science will clearly show that. But these sciences, not even close. Boo. Thanks for listening. You'll be listening again soon because I have another post coming right on the heels of this one.